Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
I'm always amazed at the scope of articles that appear in National Right to Life News Today, our daily online news feed. One recent story by British doctor Pravin Thevasathan, editor of Catholic Medical Quarterly, addressing post-abortion syndrome, stood out. Dr. Thevasathan notes that, quote, there are psychological consequences to having an abortion that have been accepted by many in the pro-life and pro-abortion camps, end quote. The psychiatrist Professor Ian Brockington has commented, some post-abortion mothers feel like criminals and brood over the dead fetus. Some find it hard to look at small babies and burst into tears when they see babies or when abortion is mentioned. Perhaps most importantly, the pro-choice professor David Ferguson reported in 2008 in the British Journal of Psychiatry that his research shows that women who have abortions are twice as likely to suffer mental health issues and three times more likely to suffer specifically from depression than women who have either given birth or never been pregnant. And yet, he notes, there is an ideological drive to state that there are no psychological consequences to having an abortion. In 2011, the Academy of Medical Royal Colleges, together with the Royal College of Psychiatrists, brought out a systematic review that claimed that there was no causal link between abortion and subsequent mental ill health. The steering group which produced the review included psychiatrists Ian Jones and Rock Cantwell. The review relied heavily on a relatively small number of studies, including one by a Danish researcher, Trine Munk Olsen, which had been funded by the pro-abortion Susan Buffett Foundation. This study has been criticized by Professor Priscilla Coleman of Bowling Green State University, among others. Dr. Thevasathan points out that Professor Ferguson noted that the study relied on people who had been contacted by a doctor, although it is widely recognized that women traumatized by abortion are reluctant to turn to the medical profession for help, the same profession that referred them for abortion in the first place. Interestingly, the review did state the rates of mental health problems for women with an unwanted pregnancy were the same whether they had an abortion or gave birth. In other words, women who give birth following an unwanted pregnancy do not have more mental health problems than women who have abortion. There is no evidence, therefore, that abortion would, of itself, improve the mental health of the woman. As we've discussed on Pro-Life Perspective before, Priscilla Coleman's meta-analysis on abortion and mental health was also published recently in the British Journal of Psychiatry. The conclusion of her study is that there is an 81% increased risk of developing mental health problems after abortion, including anxiety, depression, and substance misuse. Subsequently, her study has been heavily criticized by Munk Olsen and a number of others. James Coyne of the University of Pennsylvania School of Medicine wrote that the Coleman article should be retracted, not debated. So much for liberal tolerance. He also complained that there were anti-choice websites that were promoting the Coleman study and that the study gave comfort to those opposed to giving women the right to choose abortion without interference. The fact that the editor of the British Journal of Psychiatry did not withdraw the article says a good deal about the high quality of the Coleman study. Dr. Thevasathan notes that in July of this year, there will be an international congress of the Royal College of Psychiatrists in Liverpool. The abortion and mental health presentations will be given by Ian Jones, Rock Cantwell, and Trine Munk Olsen. Professors Ferguson and Coleman will not be presenting. Given that there is good evidence to show that some women are hurt by abortion, it is surprising that there will be such a one-sided presentation that aims to influence psychiatrists from many countries. As always, we've provided some useful resource links at prolifeperspective.com to help you educate yourselves and your friends and family about post-abortion syndrome.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.